and ask those who wish to rise for a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Chairman Wiley.
Here.
Vice Chairman Kubo.
Here.
Commissioner Conberry.
Here.
Cruz.
Here.
Chan.
Here.
Murray.
Here.
Thomas.
Here.
Adequate notice of this meeting as required by the Open Public Meetings Act of 1975 has been provided by a publication on March 5th, 2023, in the Home News and the Courier News. Next, I would like to have approval of the regular meeting minutes of December 19th, 2023. Does anybody have any additions or corrections? Then ask for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Kubo.
Yes.
Commissioners Conberry.
Yes.
Cruz.
Abstain, I was not here.
McCann.
Abstain, I wasn't.
Murray.
Aye.
Thomas.
Yes.
But ask for indulgence of the board. We have a resolution of condolence for Joseph Giuliano. And I'd like to have that done first before we go into committee reports. As everyone in the commission knows, and I imagine most of the people in the audience knows, you know, January 4th, Joe passed away, quite by surprise to all of us who had just seen him at the annual Christmas party. He has served as a commissioner since February 24th, 2005. And he, at least in my opinion, probably knew more members of the MCUA community than any of the rest of us. And he will be sorely missed, but we do have this resolution of condolence to him, indicating that he has served with distinction and intellect as a commissioner from the Middlesex County Utilities Authority since February 24th, 2005, including serving as a member of the Personnel Committee. Commissioner Giuliano will be remembered for his valuable insights and directions on numerous projects, including reclamation landfill gas project, which resulted in the use of landfill in the cogeneration facility that generates electricity that is used in a wastewater treatment plant, along with many other projects that will provide long-term value and service to the community served by the MCUA. And as myself and the Board of Commissioners and the entire staff wish to express our appreciation and deepest condolences to the Commissioner for his dedicated service to the authority and to the residents and constituent entities served by the MCUA. And now, therefore, be resolved by the commissioners of the MCUA as follows. The commissioner's authority, as well as staff, join in mourning the untimely death of Commissioner Joseph Giuliano. The commissioner's employees express to all members of his immediate family our sincere sympathy during their bereavement, and a certified copy of this resolution, attested by the secretary, is ordered properly engraved, and thereafter same be forwarded to the immediate family, and the resolution will take effect immediately. So I just ask for a roll call vote on that.
I'll move it.
Move it, yes, that's correct. And is there a second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley.
Aye.
Vice Chairman Zullo.
Yes.
Commissioners Conberry.
Yes.
Cruz.
Yes.
McCann.
Aye.
Murray.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
And we next would go to the executive session. Oh, no, excuse me. Committee reports. I think we only have one committee, which was the Engineering Committee. Commissioner Murray, if you could.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the Engineering Committee met this afternoon prior to this meeting. We discussed the contract awards on for tonight, as well as performance of the cogen plant and monthly reports for solid waste and the wastewater divisions. The cogen plant generated an average of 12.8 which is just under the break-even amount needed. Combination of weather-related and similar factors. A lot of groundwater makes it hard to get the gas out of the landfill and into the pipe, so we'll keep monitoring that, but worked as well as could be expected and given the circumstances. And that's all I have to report.
And we don't have anything in executive session, so let's move to discussion of resolutions two through, can't believe I'm saying nine, but yes.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, members. Resolutions 2, 3, and 4 are all united in terms of our budget opportunities from last year. Last year's budget had to be raised from ratepayers of $89,877,000 and change. We raised 89.1, so the number was literally within 1% of estimated charges, which is how the process works. I do want to give a shout out to the man back there, Mike Tonino, and his team. It's incredible the way those charges come so close year after year. So what these are reconciliations of the particular communities have a little bit over, a little bit under. These all match the budget numbers that we provided to you and you approved in December. So first is for our budget of item 2 is for our budget of 2024. Item 3 is for those overpayments that were received. And item 4 is for the underpayments where we complete that reconciliation. So items 2, 3, and 4 are related to our budget estimated charges. Item 5 is our pretreatment permits. There are 5 of them. They are 4 renewals with Ashland and Corioret, Core Pharma in Middlesex, Pilot Chemical in Woodbridge, and Vanguard Research in South Plainfield, and 1 termination in Sayreville, EFS Parlin Holdings. Item 6, as discussed in the engineering committee, is for an additional $75,729 for total funding amount of $260 for this building for the HVAC improvements. But in particular here, we are looking at a reflective ceiling plan, lighting, floor treatments, some sprinkler, and some HVAC work as well. Item 7 is our among 4 bidders, CRS Contractors was a low bidder. With a bid of $3.1 million essentially. CRS has done previous work on this as well. Item 8 is a change order for sodium chloride. Essentially here we are looking for a 90-day extension of the current contract with Evoqua. And the reason for that is that the equipment that's associated with Evoqua has to be replaced with the low bidder, and we need the new equipment for the low bidder named Coin. Coin needs 90 days to do so because of the equipment delivery, so that'll be effective May the 11th. These materials, by the way, just to be sure before it's used to oxidize sulfides, in particular hydrogen sulfides and organic odors, in our sludge dewatering process to make it more applicable for us. And item 9, yes, on one page only, delightfully, is a soil supply agreement with United Energies. This allows United Energies to go to 50,000 tons and also increases the price per ton from $11 to $13 a ton. And that completes my question.
Is there any public comment on these resolutions? I'm not surprised there are none. So does any resolution 2 through 9 need to be removed from the consent agenda? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt the resolutions by consent.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Chairman Wiley?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Zullo?
Yes.
Commissioner Scottberry?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
McCann?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
And then we have a approval of bills for solid waste and wastewater division. Would someone like to make a motion to approve these bills?
I'll move the bill list.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Zullo?
Abstain.
Commissioner Scottberry?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
McCann?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
We will now open the meeting to public comments on general issue of interest to the MCA. And again, all no takers. So, we will close that portion. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
executive session.
I thought we didn't.
Well, I apologize, I thought you meant because it was in front.
Oh, no, okay, there is an executive session, so I misjudged, but, so let's not adjourn, let's move to executive session. Motion to move to executive session.
So moved. Second, council, if you want.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Entertain a motion to adjourn the executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, we are now into the regular meeting, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.